Hello, 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 and welcome to Navigating Preteen Ministry. My name is Sam Beam. I'm glad that you decided to join me today on this wonderful podcast. I'm going to be honest. It is now October, and it is now my favorite time of the year. October to the end of October, it's spooky season, as I refer to it, and it is a time that Samuel Beam thrives. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm a sucker for all of the holiday season, and so I'm excited. If you're listening to this on the day or the week that it drops, I'm at MegaCon. I'm either driving there or there right now. And so, yes, this is Samuel from the past. Samuel is ahead, which is a miracle, but actually, in a couple of weeks, we're going to get into why I am ahead. And so definitely stick around for the next couple of weeks. I'm excited to share some of the things that I've really grown in over the past few months. But today I wanted to bring up a fun topic because I'm at MegaCon this week, is that I want you to think about whether or not you're feeding yourself. This is something that I have taken more seriously in the last couple of months as well. I've been sure to feed myself. I am very quick to think that I've got everything figured out. I'm year two into ministry. I got this, right? And all of y'all that have been in ministry for much longer are just laughing because there's so much more to learn. And I want you to know that if you've been in ministry 1 month, 1 year, 1 decade, or 5 decades, either way, there is more for you to grow. The reality is we will never peak, right? Not until we are dead and resurrected in our new forms, right? And not until Jesus comes back are we going to be at our peak. But my point for today is ask yourself, are you feeding yourself, okay? Like I said, I'm at MegaCon. I am both speaking and listening and growing from others there. But I want you to think, how are you growing yourself? Daily, on a large scale and on a micro scale, right? What are you inputting? What are you using your time for? And are you using it well? And so I say this, it's like when you're in the car, what are you doing with your time in the car? Are you listening to podcast music? Are you no kind of music person? Where can you grow yourself in times? Being a pastor, you are very busy. That's just how it works. So where can you grow yourself? For me, this has been investments, monetary investments to grow myself, right? I have an Audible subscription now so that I can listen to an audiobook, and you know, I get one free month, and so I've got an Audible book a month that I get to listen to and grow myself as a leader, and this has already been hugely helpful as I've been through one and I'm working on a second. Also, I invested in a Kindle reader because I prefer ebooks. But I don't take my phone to bed with me, and so I'm not going to read my ebook on my phone in bed. So I invested in a Kindle Paperwhite, and so now I've got that, and I'm going. So how can you invest in yourself and feed yourself? What avenues do you take to grow yourself, and where can you be fed from, right? Think about the micro scale on a daily. Are you listening to leadership podcasts and things like that? And then think about on a macro scale. Are you attending large-level trainings where you get both teaching and encouragement, right? I think the thing about a conference is that it's not only for you to learn, but also to be rejuvenated and re-energized, right? MegaCon is great because it is, I go there and I leave feeling ready more than ever to tackle the things that I face in ministry. So I just want to challenge you. Take some time, do some personal inventory, and ask, are you growing yourself? Are you reading books? Are you listening to podcasts? Are you attending conferences? Are you speaking with other leaders to grow yourself? And if not, how can you start? Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to see you guys Thursday for our full episode, and later.